In this episode, you'll discover why learning how your nervous system works is one of the most important things you can do for your mental health. Learn how it can help you feel more calm, capable, and connected. Welcome to Takeout Therapy mini session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist, mental health educator, and a big fan of short, powerful mindset shifts. Each week, I give you one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so glad you showed up for today's mini session. In 6 minutes or less, today I'm going to teach you about your nervous system. I'll cover the three nervous system states that you move through every single day, how these three states explain everything from calm to anxiety to burnout, and a gentle way to begin noticing your own patterns in real time. So, finally, I want to talk about the one system running the show behind the scenes of your entire mental health, your nervous system. If you've ever wondered, why am I anxious all the time? Why do I blow up in conflict and relationships? Why does work stress feel so overwhelming? Let's start here because your nervous system sets the tone for your mind, your emotions, and your behavior every single day. In very basic terms, the nervous system is the body's communication network. It's made up of the brain, the spinal cord, and a ton of nerves that run throughout the entire body. Your nervous system controls everything from basic functions like breathing and digestion to complex processes like movement, emotion, and decision-making by sending signals between the brain and the body. Today, I want to teach you about the three nervous system states that your body shifts between all day long based on how safe or threatened your body feels. You're not really consciously choosing these three states. Your body is just doing its job and making sure that it keeps you safe, so to speak. So let's walk through the three main nervous system states with real life examples. The first state I want to talk about is rest mode. This is when you're calm and you have the ability to be present. This is your regulated state. You're relaxed, connected, and clear-headed. You can think straight and show up well in your life. Your breath is pretty steady and slow. Your thoughts feel flexible, and you're open to connection. This is your resting state. For example, this is where you're going to be cuddled up on the couch with your dog, watching Netflix, just chilling out. You're not worried about anything. You're just being. This is a zone where healing, creativity, and real connection happens. We often call this the parasympathetic state, and it's also referred to as rest and digest because that's what happens when your body is in this non-elevated state. Then we get into activated mode, on alert, right? This is the second state I want to teach you about. This is your something feels off state. Your body gets pretty revved up. You might feel like things are running really fast or your energy is pretty frenetic. You might feel anxious, irritable, reactive, or you might be driven to control everything around you. You're preparing for conflict or escape, even if nothing's actually wrong, right? This is that situation where maybe you bump into an ex at Target that you weren't expecting to see. Your stomach flips, your heart rate spikes, and suddenly you're mentally writing a 12-page memoir. This is where overthinking, emotional spirals, and reactivity live. We call this your sympathetic nervous system state. This means your system is kicking you into fight or flight. And to be honest, this is where most anxious, overwhelmed people spend most of their time, in an activated mode. Now, the nervous system has one more state, and we call this the overload mode, the shutdown mode. This is like way too much is going on. You start to feel numb or foggy or maybe even a little bit heavy. And typically, people check out emotionally, maybe stop responding or feel really disconnected from themselves. This is a very protective state of the nervous system. It's your body's way of saying, I can't handle this right now. It's just too much. An example of this state is maybe your partner brings up something touchy and you just completely blank out. You're not mad, you're just shut down, just gone. This is what depression, burnout, and emotional withdrawal can feel like. We call this the dorsal vagal state. It's the shutdown or the freeze state of the nervous system. I wanted to tell you about these three states of the nervous system because on the podcast, I tend to spend a little bit of time teaching you about what's happening with your nervous system. Hopefully, this little episode gives you a little bit of insight as to what's going on inside of your body. Your nervous system responds to both exterior material, like what's going on outside of you, and interior material, meaning what's going on in your head, right? So I want you to understand that this is a system that it really helps to understand and start taking the reins of running the system as opposed to letting the system run you. The next time you feel like you've got a lot of stuff going on in life, maybe even too much, just take a beat. Check in with your nervous system. Maybe take a couple of slow or deep breaths and try to discern which state of elevation your nervous system might be in, because this is really helpful information if you want to then de-escalate it, which we will of course talk about in lots of future episodes. But here is the most important thing that I want you to understand. Your nervous system isn't the problem. It's the map. When you start to recognize what nervous system state you're in, you'll stop blaming yourself for the overwhelm, the reactivity, and the shutdown, and you can then start to respond with more care for yourself, more presence, and more personal power, honestly. I hope this little lesson helped, and we'll get into more of this information in episodes to come. That's your mini session for today. Something to focus on if you want to this week is just to check in with your nervous system often and see how it's all going. Get to know it. Befriend your nervous system. As usual, I'll see you for the full episode on Friday. And if you want a little push in the meantime, just head to takeouttherapy.com and join my free class to stop your overthinking habit. Yep, I'm talking to you, friend. I'm here to help. Until next time, be really kind to yourself.